The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
I don't think we should overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
Biden didn't feel he was caught. He's the President of the United States. He knew he would be filmed, but he didn't wear a mask. Why? Because masks are for servants, and he's the President. He's not a servant.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I think I'll do that on my next flight. I'll not wear my mask, and when the flight attendant barks at me for not wearing a mask, I'm going to say, you should not be judging me for this moment in time. This is just a moment in time. That's all. Let me have my moment in time. It's a two-hour flight from Tampa to JFK. I would like not to wear the mask here. This, my dear flight attendant, is a moment in time. You see, they're taunting us. They know what they're doing. They don't care. You think Lori Lightfoot cares that there's any pushback over her celebrating a WNBA basketball team's win in the middle of a crowd indoors without her mask on? You think she cares? She just wants the police officers in Chicago fired. She wants to fire the cops for not following the vaccine mandate. But she doesn't have to follow the mask mandate that she imposed. She's Lori Lightfoot. Biden doesn't need to follow the mask mandate that he imposed. He's Joe Biden. That's the point. They know. You think Joe Biden doesn't know he's going to get photographed? He's the president of the United States. You think somebody's going to take his picture as he's walking through a restaurant? Well, of course they are. He doesn't care. Heck, Lori Lightfoot's picture, the one that she's sitting there grinning ear to ear in a crowd full of masked up people. You know why the people in the stands are masked up? Because they have to, because them's the rules. But those rules don't apply to her. She's Lori Lightfoot. She's the mayor. It's rules for thee, not me. And they know it. She posted the picture. She doesn't care. But fire those police officers, fire that Washington State football coach, fire that ESPN reporter, fire that nurse, fire that state trooper, fire people who don't follow the Democrat rules, because that's how they roll. Welcome in. It's Tuesday, October the 19th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios fighting the good fight once again. And I'm so grateful that you could tune in. We got a lot to cover today. There's a lot of breaking news. There's a lot of analysis that I want you to give me. My screener, Tracy, the other day said that the left is miserable and unhappy and mean, and they want everybody to be like them. And I've been thinking a lot about Tracy's comment because she's right. They do. They want everybody to be unhappy with them. Can you imagine being happy that somebody got sick? Do you know anybody of like-minded ideological persuasion who would be happy that somebody was sick? There was a lot of joy yesterday on social media and the internet because Dennis Prager, my friend and colleague here at the Salem Radio Network, announced he has COVID. And there's a lot of mocking and a lot of ridicule. Dennis is not real high on the vaccines, apparently, and which is his choice. And so there's a lot of hilarity on the internet at his expense. which I'm sure he expected. He knows it. But I've been thinking a lot about Tracy's observation, how unhappy and miserable people on the left are. Do you know how unhappy and miserable a human being you have to be to revel in the challenges and the illness of others? Let that sink in. Here's Dennis's announcement as he's broadcasting from home, quarantined with his family, with COVID. And Dennis returned to the air after 3 days off last week with this announcement.
But I'm broadcasting from my home because I'm not going into the station as I have COVID. I was tested positive last week, and I have been steadily improving. At no point was I in danger of hospitalization. I have received monoclonal antibodies. That's Regeneron. I have, of course, for years, a year and a half, not years, been taking hydroxychloroquine from the beginning with zinc. I've taken Z-Pak, the erythromycin, as the Zelenko protocol would have it. I have taken ivermectin. I have done what a person should do if one is not going to get vaccinated.
Now, as a result of that announcement, there were scores of people praying for his death. There were people delighted that he's sick and they hope he's miserable. And he made a comment in a political vein during that monologue about Biden. He said something about President Biden. He said, Biden is the most evil president I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. And he was referring specifically to Biden's decision to ration the monoclonal antibodies treatment. Think about that. We've got a presidential administration, a government that is so politically biased that they are trying to prevent states like Florida, where Governor DeSantis wants to have Regeneron and has planned, and as I think in the works, maybe they're already up, Regeneron treatment centers. Because you keep hearing over and over again from people who say the monoclonal antibodies treatment works, but it's not part of the approved narrative. It's either the vaccine or else. The treatment protocols for COVID, to me, as a layperson, have been shocking. You know how many people have called this show saying that they are desperately ill? They've gone to the hospital, and the hospital sends them home saying, listen, if you can't breathe, call 911. Take some aspirin, call us in the morning. Are you kidding? This virus that attacks the body the way it does? And make no mistake, I'm so glad that Dennis is recovering and that his wife, Sue, they're recovering. But they've been sick. You can hear it in his voice. This is not easy. I don't think some people have a relatively easy time with COVID. Many do not. Many people, you don't want to get this. And I'm sorry, I don't want to get it. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to be quarantined. I don't want to miss any work. I don't want to go through it. But if I get it, I get it. I'm going to have to deal with it. And if I get it, I'm going to be doing everything. I'm going to try to move heaven and earth to make sure I get monoclonal antibody treatment. Now, I'm a conservative on the radio. It seems like people on the left don't want me to have that treatment. Could it be that people on the left don't want conservatives to recover? That's, I think, what Dennis means about a degree of evil. Why would anybody care what Dennis Prager does to his body? Why would anybody on the left care about monoclonal antibodies, Regeneron, hydroxychloroquine and zinc, ivermectin? Why do they care? Could it be that they want us to die? And I'm not asking that rhetorically. I'm asking that specifically. Give me your answer. Give me your best shot answer. 1-800-655-MIKE is our number. We have an open phone line for you, 1-800-655-6453. Why would the Biden administration not want communities to have Regeneron and monoclonal antibodies? Why would a pharmacist in Seattle call me back and tell me you're not allowed, I'm not going to dispense ivermectin after your doctor phoned that prescription in? Does she want me to die? Does a pharmacist who realizes I'm being prescribed ivermectin by a physician who believes in its efficacy against COVID, does she want me to die? I don't want her to die. I don't want Lori Lightfoot to die. I don't want Bill de Blasio to get COVID. I don't want Joe Biden to get sick. I don't want Nancy Pelosi to struggle with any kind of... I think that Dennis, as usual, is onto something. They're more than unhappy. They're more than miserable. They're evil. And if you saw any of the comments about Dennis Prager's COVID online yesterday, you know exactly what I mean. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Incidentally, here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. We don't see many Democrats getting sick, do we? I'll let you chew on that comment and give me your reaction to all of it, because I want your voice front and center. I need some smart analysis here on the Mike Gallagher Show, and I know just where to get it. I go to my phone lines, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
I got chills, they're multiplying. Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, regarding the mask mandates, just tell them what I tell them now. Don't worry, I'm not going to be here this long. I'm not going to be here that long, so they usually get their ruffle out of them. All right, thanks.
The reason that they care about what we do to our bodies, it's a litmus test. They want to make sure that we comply to what they do. It's got nothing to do with us dying or us living. They want to make sure that we conform to what they want, no matter what it is.
Control, control, control. How much control can they get over us? And it's a test to see, I guess, if we're going to comply or not. And that's the pushback that the left is getting. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness. I think it was it Dan Bongino who told his radio employer this week, if you make my team comply with a vaccine mandate, I'm out. I'm gone. I'll leave this company. The ESPN reporter, she's gone. She's out. She quits. If you're a sports reporter, ESPN is a dream job. You know what it takes to have to walk away from that job? How about a state trooper in Washington State, 22 years, out because he doesn't want to get the vaccine? So there are people that are pushing back. For many people, it's a pragmatic thing. You know, you got to feed your family. No guarantee you're going to get a job if you quit the job you're in. or get pushed out. Is it evil to fire a state trooper over a medicine that he doesn't want to put into his veins? I would argue it is. Oscar is in the state of Delaware. Hey, Oscar, welcome. How you doing, sir?
Hello, sir. Now, the question that you propose, do you think they want us dead? Of course they do. It's obvious. Do you remember what Oprah Winfrey said? She said, I would be so happy. The only way things are going to change when all you conservative white men are dead. She said it. And the liberals, nobody objected. They want us dead.
Was she joking?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Was she joking when she said that? Because I don't remember Oprah saying that she wants conservative white men dead. Then,
no, she was doing the speech. I mean, that's a fact. Everyone said, this is about, oh my goodness, about 6 months ago.
We're going to look that up. We'll fact check that.
Absolutely.
Derek is going to check it now. But I mean, yes. Oscar, when you say, I don't want that person to have a therapeutic or a treatment for a disease, how do you come to any other conclusion except they want us dead? I think you're right. I mean, it's scary to even consider that, but I don't know what other option there could be. Jose is in Louisville. Hi, Jose. How you doing? Jose,
hey,
you there?
Great. Hey, Maya.
Hey.
I'm here. Hey, I see it as an issue of proximity. So it's like that old analogy, right? The train's coming. If you flip a switch, only one person dies instead of five people. Most people will flip the switch. But the closer you get to the individual, if you had to push a person in front of a train to save five people, most people aren't going to do that.
Right.
The leftist elites are so far removed from us. From
normal people.
Masses.
Yeah. But
they have no problem flipping that switch. They don't think twice about it. They think they're doing a greater good.
But that's an amazing way to look at it. Let's see what others think. I mean, back to Lori Lightfoot for a moment. This is absolutely astounding. This picture of her with all unmasked. Yet, where do you hear what she's saying to the cops there? Stick around. There's a lot more coming up. Don't go away. 1-800-655-MIKE if you'd like to join us. We have an open line. Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
How common is it that is someone familiar to the deceased?
It's very common. That is one of the most common ways that a partner would kill another person is by strangulation.
How do you die by strangulation?
It's asphyxia, which is cutting off the oxygen to the brain, and it's typically by the hands wrapped around the throat or the neck in order to cut off that circulation.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
There's a text message on the MyPillow. The funny thing about these text messages is you can look back and see previous text messages so you get an idea of where this person is coming from. So this text message comes from the Detroit area. Area code 248. You are dangerous, Gallagher, promoting that Democrats want to kill white people. How do you sleep at night saying things like this? And I'd love to invite that person on the show. Because if you hear the left's pushback against things like monoclonal antibodies, I mean, I would invite 248 area code to go scroll through social media after Dennis Prager announced he had COVID yesterday. And all the people literally hoping and praying that Dennis will die of COVID. And you're saying that I'm dangerous for wondering how people on the left want to kill conservatives? But I did scroll back. The texter who called me dangerous and how do I sleep at night, on September 23rd, that same person texted, "Thank you, Biden administration, for your strong economy and leadership." So 248 might be a little bit misguided, but I'm glad you're listening. I welcome you to this show, and I turn the radio up a little louder. We just gave you your 15 minutes. Now, tragically, your 15 minutes are up. We fact-checked what Oscar, the caller, said from Delaware. He said that Oprah said white people have to die. Here's what Oprah said. It was an interview with the BBC back in 2013. And they were talking about racism. How will racism end? And Oprah said, quote, "Of course the problem is not solved. As long as people can be judged by the color of their skin, the problem is not solved. As long as there are people who still, and there's a whole generation, I said this for apartheid South Africa, I said this for my own community in the South, there are still generations of people, older people who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die." Those are Oprah's words. Now, you can interpret that, I guess. She didn't say white people. You think she's talking about black people? She didn't come out and say all white people must die. So she clearly claimed, Oprah did, that older generations steeped in prejudice will have to die before the problem of racism can be solved. Now, Oscar and others have said that Oprah wants white people to die. That seems like a rational conclusion to me. Derek found all these articles. Fact check, Oprah did not say white people must die. Fact check, Snopes, it's untrue. Oprah did not say white people must die. So, maybe she is including older black people in her assertion that generations who are older people who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, they just have to die. Fact check, she didn't say white people. Okay. You can't even fact check. I don't even know what's true anymore about anything. Do you? I don't know what's true anymore. I don't know if up is up anymore. I keep seeing a video. Today is a very contentious day. Speaking of race, there's another shooting trial or trial of this Georgia jogger. This is the young man, Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old black man who was shot while out jogging in a small coastal Georgia town of Brunswick, Georgia last year. You've seen the video, right? I've seen the video. As they're playing the video of this young man running to a stopped car, the news anchor will inevitably say, these white men are accused of chasing him in the car. Now, I'm watching the video. The young man is running to the car. He looks like he's chasing them. Now, he's unarmed, but there's a scuffle, there's a fight. I don't even know what my eyes are seeing anymore. You've got to tell me, before I go one step further on this radio show, if I am losing my mind and the jogger is not running up to the parked car. While David Muir says, the white men are accused of chasing Ahmaud Arbery down in the white car, in the white pickup truck. And I'm watching him run to the truck. And I'm sitting there in my living room thinking, I either need glasses or I got to go to the funny farm. I don't know anything that's true anymore. I don't know that I believe
anything anymore. So if you know the Ahmaud Arbery case, they also showed video of him creeping through a car, an empty house that was being, I think, built, right? It was under construction. And because things were being stolen from the construction site, they installed surveillance cameras. And there apparently is this young black man kind of creeping through the house. Now, again, maybe I'm crazy. It seems logical to assume that he had nefarious intentions. I don't know, maybe he just wanted to look at the construction. And he certainly shouldn't be shot dead while jogging. But we are so we have such a distortion now from the news media. There is so much that is upside down that we don't know what to believe anymore. 1-800-655-MIKE. Fill in some blanks for me about the Ahmaud Arbery case. And of course, there's Ben Crump on the scene, like he is at all these shootings. Ben Crump, the lawyer that I swear has a time travel machine. He appears on the scene with the grieving family before the body is in the morgue. He gets there faster. I'd love to know his travel agent. Because Ben Crump gets there, he can get to a scene faster than ever. If there's a shooting in the morning, you're going to see Ben Crump on the news that night, there at the scene, representing the family and making sure. I mean, you know, he gets 30-40% of whatever settlement the families receive. God bless America. Boy, has he figured it out. Ben Crump is living the American dream. He's making a fortune. I mean, if you're watching the stream right now, if you're at MikeOnline.com, we're also live stream at Rumble. And we love this Rumble community. I'm getting used to it. A lot of comments, a lot of people, watching the show on Rumble. You can find us on Rumble. You can see the video I'm talking about. There's Ahmaud Arbery. He's kind of creeping around a new construction site. And again, remember, there were surveillance cameras because items were being stolen from that site. And there he is looking, I'm going to say it, I don't care that he's white or black or green, looks very suspicious. Doesn't mean he gets to be shot. But I don't know if these guys in Georgia thought that he was stealing from the house. He's out supposedly going for a jog. He's supposedly being chased down by these men. If he's being chased down by the men, why is he running towards the stopped pickup truck? Joe is in California and will tell me all the details. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, sir. Fill in the blanks. Tell me why I'm watching video of Ahmaud Arbery jogging towards a stopped white truck when the news anchor says the white truck and the guys in it were chasing him.
Okay, first, can I preface with the fact that I lived in a housing complex that was being built.
That was being what? Joe? Ugh, we lost Joe. All right. You went out of range. Call me back, Joe, if you can get through here. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's clear some lines here, Tracy, and let's get some people who can tell us about this Ahmaud Arbery case. Because get ready, it's going to be front and center in the news. Jury selection began yesterday. It's all we're going to hear about. The good old boys that chased down the innocent black guy, and maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe they chased him down. He's out for a jog. Maybe he was strolling around in the empty house, just curious, didn't have any bad intent. Or maybe he was stealing from the house. They don't have a right to shoot him dead, believe me. 800-655-MIKE. Here's line two. Let's get somebody, because honest to goodness, you got to fill in some of the blanks for me. Tracy, I need these calls. 800-655-MIKE. Tracy, give me a call. Line two. Here we go. All right, we're waiting. I got to know what these details are. Tracy, need line two. Put her up. Put them up. Tracy gets very deep in thought. Here we go. Don's in Atlanta. Hey, Don, thanks for joining us. Sorry for the delay. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Help me out with understanding this Ahmaud Arbery case.
Yes. If you watch the entire video, you'll notice that Ahmaud wasn't chasing the people in the truck. They were chasing him. They were two trucks, one making the video, or two vehicles, one making the video, and the other one in the front. It stopped.
I got it.
And those were the guys with the guns And when Armand approached them, he tried to go around. He tried to go around, and they encountered him with guns and shot him.
I got it. So the people, so the people that were taking the video were behind him in the truck, and they were allegedly chasing him. The people in the white truck, they were stopped. I mean, were they chasing him too, or were they ahead of him?
No, that was part of it. They were out there waiting for him.
Oh wow!
I mean, it was on the same road, and there were two vehicles, and they were. You know, part of the team that were chasing him.
It's
like he was hunted like an animal. And when he got there, they confronted him with guns, and all he did was try to defend himself. He was unarmed, and they shot him.
Well, let's see. Let's hope justice prevails and the facts come out. And, you know, I guess it makes sense that the person in the vehicle behind him was shooting the video. I don't know. The whole thing is a mess. It's all going to be about race. And incidentally, I never rule out maybe it is about race. You know, you don't know what's in somebody's heart. And, you know, as we said with the Derek Chauvin case and George Floyd, you know, may justice prevail, and there are people that deserve to rot in jail. The cop that shot the guy in South Carolina who was running away, shot him in the back. Had it not been for the video, who knows if that cop would have ever been brought to justice. But again, clarity is so important, and we've got a lack of clarity. There's no lack of clarity with Lori Lightfoot and her war on Chicago cops, and yet her insistence that she can wear a mask whether she wants to or not. We'll give you those details coming up as well here on this busy Tuesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Glad you're here. Don't forget, again, we love seeing you in Rumble. Go ahead and check out our Rumble site. Look for the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble and join us there. I love the comments and I love the participation. I love the alternative to YouTube. See? We've got some alternatives out there for you.
Email the show, mike@mikeonline.com. Woman, right down the line.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code Mike G. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Mike G.
Gallagher.
I think they want to kill us. We stand in their way of total domination of this country by those crooked Democrats.
Ben Crump is nothing but an antagonist. He wants to start trouble. He's in the same boat as Al Sharpton is. I mean, they were both in Minnesota after the shootings up here last year. So he's nothing but a troublemaker.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Also, we want to lift people up here on this show. We want to honor those in American life who are standing up for what we all believe in. We know there's a culture war going on all around us. There is a battle of good versus evil. But there are people who are heroic. There are people who rise up. You can nominate one of those people as the 2021 Salem Culture Warrior of the Year. Go to my website, MikeOnline.com. Click on the Culture Warrior of the Year banner at the top of the page. And let's give praise and encouragement to these culture warriors. And we need warriors right now. I mean, Lori Lightfoot's a powerful woman. And there she is, maskless, in a crowd full of people. This is a good day to watch the show on our video stream at Rumble. So join the Rumble community. Go to rumble.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Show. You can see the show as you listen to us on this great radio station. Also, you can go to mikeonline.com. We live stream every single day. Poor Hugh Hewitt saying this morning that he, of course, all of us are praying for Dennis Prager and his family who have COVID. Hugh took a pot shot at me again, claimed that Hugh and Dennis's audience dwarfs mine. Oh, are you kidding? We are number one, and Hugh hates it. Dwayne, that Generalissimo guy, they always get mad when they see the ads that say that the Mike Gallagher Show is the number one rated show in the Salem Radio Network. But it is true. It's a fact. So let's make sure that we dwarf Hugh's, and we are always playfully taking shots at each other over our audience size, but it is a fact. I mean, everybody knows it. We wouldn't be allowed to say that we're the number one rated show in our company if it wasn't true. So watch us on Rumble, get into, and poor little Hugh's studio, boy, I guess he's in his office or something. He's got an Ohio State Buckeye there in the background. But we're in a TV studio, baby. We got lights, cameras. I got powder on my big fat forehead. Dressing up. We got a TV studio here. And beautiful background. You see New York and Tampa Bay in the background. Garrett and the team doing a magnificent job. Hugh just dreams of having a TV facility like ours. Someday, Hugh. Someday you'll get into the big leagues. Here's Lori Lightfoot, speaking of a little leaguer. Listen to her mandate. Listen to her taking off about the police who don't want vaccines in her city.
So you asked the question of why the lawsuit. Because we believe that the FOP leadership is trying to foment an illegal work stoppage for strike, pure and simple. We've laid that out in the materials, and we're not having that. The contract is clear, and it's been known for a long time. The police unions are not authorized to strike. It's in their collective bargaining agreement, and it's a matter of state law. What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies, in order to induce an insurrection.
Induce an insurrection. Wow. Says the woman who happily posts pictures of herself maskless, violating her own indoor mask mandates. Coming up, Jen Psaki circled back and brushed off Biden violating his D.C. mask mandate. Oh, it was just a moment in time. Well, this is our moment in time.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.